Jaguars.com coverage of Florida's Pro Day continues with Mike Mayock of NFL Network. First off, it's great to see you again. And second, how was Fowler today?
I thought he was outstanding. And, you know, he did everything at the combine, so he didn't have to do any of the measurables. So it was just about coming out here. And really, they asked him pretty much to just do linebacker drills. So what he does best is stick his hand in the dirt and get up the field and chase quarterbacks. However, today I think what he showed is that even at 261 pounds, he's fluid enough to drop, although he's probably, no matter who drafts him or what scheme he goes into, he's only going to drop a very small percentage of the time.
Did he prove enough to be able to do that?
He didn't have to prove anything to me other than not get hurt today. He's been my number one edge guy all along. What I like is that he's 261 pounds with great movement skills. A lot of the other edge guys are 235, 238, 240. This kid's a legit 261. He can set a physical edge, and he can also get after the quarterback.
I know you hate mock drafts. You do only one at the very end. But if Williams is there at three, do you take Williams or Fowler?
It's a great question, and that's one that I think Dave and Gus are going to have to kind of take a hard look at, because they're tremendous football players, but they're different. You know, Fowler gives you more of an edge presence and an ability to get to the quarterback, where the beauty of Williams is that you can play him up and down the line of scrimmage in any scheme, and he can be equally effective. So I think they're two of the guys in this entire draft that you can't go wrong with either one.
Third year now for Dave and Gus. But they're going according to plan. First-year free agency. They got a lot of guys the first day of free agency this year. How do you feel about this plan for them now going to year three? Is it as anticipated for them?
Yeah, I've always felt really comfortable with the tandem. And I think that's what's important in the NFL, is that the head coach and the GM are tied at the hip philosophically. And I think Gus and Dave are. And that's the most important thing. The second most important thing is then identifying the talent that fits that scheme. And I think they've done a real good job. I mean, they're strong on the back end now with some of the, you know, I love the Colvin pick last year in the fourth round. I thought that was a great value pick. You know, a lot of it will come down to the development of the young quarterback, Bortles. How about Allen Hurns, free agent? So, I mean, you can go up and down what they've done in the draft. The seventh round corner from Appy State. You know, you can just go up and down what they've done, and you say, and you've got to be highly impressed.
You get a little breather now with a month to go, 3 weeks to go?
No, I'll get a breather on May 3rd or whatever that is. I mean, right now we're grinding, and this is my last pro day, and now I got to kind of get with a bunch of teams, talk to a lot of guys around the league, and just try and firm my board up.